answers. I'm always amazed when I learn a Chazal, a Gemara. You see so much Chachma, so much Eitza, the Seishia that Chazal provided to our everyday lives, besides the Halacha Lamaisa, but you see the Eitza Masa, Sheyasin, the Derech HaChayim, the Chachma HaChayim. Chazal had a tremendous understanding, a unbelievable insight, a grasp of human emotion. In a few words, they were able to give us a hayro, a derech hachaim, a way to live. I want to tell you a gemara that I saw, a tremendous, a timely message that I think we should all be aware of. The gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Hei Amud Beis, says, "Ashrei Am Yisrael, Gudli are the Yidden, Bizman She'oiskin B'Tayro U'Gemilat Chasadim." Yitzer Masa B'yadam. When Yidin do learn Torah and they're Isaac and Chesed, the Yitzer is given over to them. Ve'ein hei mesurim b'yad Yitzer. And Mar brings a pasuk. In other words, it's more than just the Chesed, the Schar of Chesed. But you see a special Hasacha. Yitzer Masa B'yadam, as if they gain control in the Yitzahara. The Yitzahara has no Shlita on them. And of course, the obvious kasha is, what's the shot? We know the greatkeit of chesed, that's true. But what does it mean? What's the relationship? He's Isaac in chesed. The Yetzer has no shlita on him? No. We can understand when someone learns. That's the Torah tavlin, like the Gemara says, Barasi Yetzer, Barasi Torah tavlin. Now we can understand. When someone learns that he controls the Yetzer, what's the pshat when he's Isaac the Chesed? I had a different kash. I guess a similar theme. The Mishnah Novos Perik Vav enumerates the various Memchas Kinyani Atayr, and one of them is the Mida of Naisav Oilam Chaveiroi, which is a form of Chesed. He's thinking of others, and here too I wanted to ask. What's the pshat? Okay. Nice of oil, chesed is a very important midah. But why is that a kinyan of Torah? What's the shaykhis in kinyan of Torah of nice of oil and chaver? Rabbi Saishim Usuchi Nafshechem. Chazal will megala to us, I think, a tremendous yisoid hachayim. There was a tkufa. Moshe Schwab, Zechayin Levracha, said, used to say over. The tkufa in the Mir Yeshiva that Rabbi Yerucham, the Mir Mashkiach, spoke many shmuzin about the inyan, the importance of Naisav Oilam Chaveira, Chesed, of thinking of others. And it was based on a Maisa Shehoya. The story that he told, that Rabbi Yerucham used to tell, there was a person who was traveling on a bus, and he's not even sure why. A sudden impulse, he decided he wants to change his seat. So he changed his seat, he got up, and he took a seat next to the door. A little while later, after they were traveling, the bus went on a bridge. The driver lost control, and he went over the bridge, and he went into the water. This person was one of the few survivors. Because he was near the door, he was able to open the door, swim out, and a soldier happened to walk by and saw him, and the soldier jumped in and saved his life. It was obviously this person had a special hashgacha pratis. And they asked him, why? What do you think happened? What can you attribute a special nest like this, min hashamayim? So he said, I don't know for sure, but I tell you one thing I always do that remind me of this scene. Whenever I see a fly, an insect, that's in a cup of tea, a cup of water, I always try to take it out. Obviously, you can't get out. It's drowning. So I saw the Mida Keneged Mida. I was concerned about the fly, and the Eibishter was worried about me. And if Yerucham heard this, he was amazed. And this was the impetus of so many shmuz. And you look in the Daf Chochma Musa, there are so many maimorim about the Mida, the godless of Naisav Oilam Chaveira. Rabbi, say, tell me, what's the godless of this story? I don't think, I'm sure it's not the Zahiris and Tzar Bali Chayim, and I don't think we should be busy with this. You know what I think the galus of this story? This was a person that was thinking. This is a person that was considerate of others. This is a person, he wasn't living in the big world of anoichi, anoichi, anoichi. He wasn't living in the world of ahavas atmai, that he is the center of the universe. He was a sensitive thing, a thoughtful person, to the extent he was worried about a fly. He was worrying about the suffering that he didn't even cause. And that showed a tremendous tchuna. That shows a person is thinking of others. He's considerate of others. And if you'll ask me, Taka, so what's the big deal? What's the godless of someone that's not selfish, to someone that's thinking of others? That I could tell you, that's very easy to answer. If there's one mid, the Meir Rabbeisai, that undoubtedly is the root of, quote, the root of all evil, if there's one tchuna that's ultimately the ruination of a person, whether it's Bein Adam Lamakam or Bein Adam Lachaveiroi, or let's be a little more positive, if there's one midah that's the yisoid of Atzlacha, Bein Adam Lachaveiroi and Bein Adam Lamakam, it's the midah of Anoichiyoi. It's that destructive midah of ahavas atzmai, that a person is in the world of ani va'afsiyai, there's nobody else in his universe. Lashon HaChazal, the ahavas atzmai is the shayrish kol hara. And think about it, I think it's self-understood. What's every decision bein adam lamakayim? So am I going to do the right thing, or am I going to satisfy the zich? Am I going to get up for shachris and have a few minutes with Bari Yailam? Or am I going to spend a few more minutes satisfying the big eye in bed? And that's kehena v'kehena, every decision bein adam lamakayim. Am I going to take advantage a few more minutes, like we spoke, v'chayei oylam nata b'seichenu? Or I'm going to pat to the tzait to satisfy my desire to say a few words. The difference is if a person is thinking of the Anoichi Hashem Olekecha, or Lahabdul, the Eil Acha that's called Anoichi, self-gratification. And how much more so? How much more so a person's Bein Adam Lachaveiroi, the interpersonal relationship, is so much dependent on if a person is selfish or not. Or someone that is self-centered, does he have time, does he have chesik, does he have an interest in someone else? How is it possible? We know the Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, that the Kol HaTorah Kula, the Loch Sani L'Chavich Lo Yisavich. Think about that. The Kol HaTorah Kula, if someone is thinking about someone else, he's not Kalila in any way hurting someone else's feelings. Is that possible if someone doesn't think of the other person? But sometimes I see a scene that mamish leaves me heartbroken. You could see a person is talking to his chava, and he says a word, he says a line. It's one of those words, those insensitive words, those painful words, those cruel words, that the Chacham Mikol Adam said, "Yes, Boitze Kematkirei Chorev." There's sometimes a word that's more painful than even the stab of a knife. Sometimes a person says a word that we see with our own eyes, a word that's able to ruin a friendship, that's able to destroy someone's self-image, a word that Rachmana Litzlan could tear a person's heart to pieces. A word that the Chacham Mikol Adam said it so beautifully, Mavet Biyad Lashon, there's a word that is Mamish Mavet. And you only could wonder, how could he say that? How could a person, for him is a joke, but the other person is Mavet? that's your joke, Yenin's mother? How could a person with a Yiddish heart say such a thing? Doesn't he see the other person's pain? You know what the answer is? He doesn't see the other person. There is no other person in his life. He's so caught up, he's so possessed by the big eye that's in front of him, by the Anoichi, that El Acha, that's called Anoichi. He doesn't see the other person. You know, sometimes I wonder, this isn't clear. Sometimes you look, we heard it, the Rasquins of Angus spoke the other day, we're looking for a sefer, and we can't find it. What happened? Someone used it and put it down. I wonder, a plea atzuma. Doesn't the person realize there's another person in this universe? Forget about the gezayin of the sefer. Forget about the bittul Torah. I mean, how could you forget about it? But let's put that aside for a moment. What about the pain and what about the agmas nefesh that he's causing another person? A person doesn't deserve that agmas nefesh. How could he not think of that obvious tsar he's causing the other person? The Torah says there is no other person in his life. People say there's noise, they can't sleep at night, whether it's noise one roommate to another, whether it's noise in a more public area that disrupts the public. And you only could wonder, a person that's busy yoimam v'layla learning, doesn't he realize there's a kola Torah kula that's addressing that issue? That making noise at night or not returning svarim by us is kol haTorah kula. So why doesn't he think what he's doing is bothering someone else? It's the same answer. In his little universe, in his narrow universe, is only the Anoichi. There is no other people. And we could go on and on, but daik v'tiskach. If someone isn't a thinking person, if someone isn't a considerate person, ach and vey, what he could do, and perhaps unknowingly. Abchatzky Leventine, Zichrono Livracha, used to say, the worst description that we could give another person, he's an achzor. What's an achzor for Abchatzky? So Abchatzky used to say, an achzor is a conjunction of two words. Just like he spelled, ach zar. The other person is but a zar. He's a stranger. He's not me. And if you think for one moment that's a sharp of art, that's somewhat of a guzma, that's an exaggeration, I can only tell you you're thinking so because you don't have experience in life. Because the older you get, unfortunately, the more clear you're going to see how accurate this description is. That when someone is living a life of achzor, albeit an indifference, the other person, he's not my person, I don't care about him. It might begin by a seemingly innocent achzor attitude. But ultimately, inevitably, it's going to bring bona fide achzoriyot. Because the person that's living with the achzor attitude, he's the one that's going to say the word that is mother, and he's not going to realize it. He's the one that won't put back his svarim, and he's the one that's going to make noise at night, and he's the one that's going to be inconsiderate to his waiter or to other people that are being musta b'lev and nefesh in this makam kadosh. It begins achzor, but invariably it brings to an achzorius in the worst oifen, Rachmanu Litzlan. I once thought this is a pshat in the Mishnah, a seemingly pleiadic Mishnah. The Mishnah in Avos Perikei, Mishnah Yud, speaks about different midas, different nature that people have. And the Mishnah says, Ha'aim es shali, shali. What's mine is mine, shalcha, shalcha. I'm me, you, we don't mix. Zu midas beinu. That I can understand. He's not a Chafetz Chaim, he's not very busy with Chesed. But then again, like the Mefarsh and the Rishonim point out, he's doing Chesed, he's doing Tzedakah. If he doesn't do Chesed, he's not doing Tzedakah, he's a Rasha. So the Torah says he's doing the minimal obligation, he's fulfilling his obligations, that's it. He's not doing more than Mashpeit. So that's a Beinoni, just Mashpeit. Zok the Mishnah v'yesh oimim zumidah sedayim. You hear such a jump? from a Beinoni, he becomes the very personification of Rishus, Midas Sadoim. Is there anything worse that a person could be described as a Midas Sadoim? And what's that? Where's the Yaisha? I'm not a Chafetz Chaim. I'm not worried about Yenim. But I'm doing my obligations. Obviously, like the Rishonim point out, I'm doing Chesed and Tzedakah. And that's why he becomes Sadoim. You know what the answer, Rabbi Yisrael, is? The Shali is the person that's living with the big Anoichi. He doesn't see the other person. He's so caught up, he's so consumed with the Shali. It might begin with the Achzor attitude. It might begin with a simple decision. Shali, Shalachos, Lachon, Vaita. That's what it begins. But invariably it brings to Achzorius. Because he's the one that doesn't think about the other person. There is no other person. I recently heard a word. Avad, it's a homiletic type. It's not the emes of Shad. But I think the message is so timely. The pasuk in Vatchana on Moshe Rabbeinu says, Anoichi oimei bein Hashem uveineichem. So the tait, of course, with the Rav Drush, Anoichi, that midah of Anoichi is. The midah, we could say, the achzor, the shali attitude. It's only the ani, it's only the shali. That is oimid bein Hashem uveinechem. That's the wall, that's the brick wall that prevents a person from reaching madregis in bein adam lechaveray, bein adam lemokoyim. It's the anoichiyot that is the wall between a person and his gedula. What a tire of birth. What an emissa understanding. It seemed like it's shali, but that's time. It seemed like it's an achzor attitude, but that's achzorioi. So what's the eitzah? What's the eitzah to this awesome problem? The anoichi that's oimed vein Hashem uveinechem. The eitzah is start thinking of others. Start realizing there's a world out there and you were created to help others. Reb Chaim Volozhin, his son, in the Akdamot and Nefesh HaChaim, writes what his father repeatedly told them over and over, and I read you, V'zeloshoyin kotshoy. V'choy hoye b'dvoray alay tamid, shezeh kol adam, that's why he's a person on this world. Loili atzmoy nivra, no! He wasn't created for the anoichi, that's an eil achav anoichi. So what is a person's tachlis? To help others. A person was created for the other person. To help the other. To be nice about them, chaveiros. That's the eitzah. The eitzah is to realize what it means praying a Yiddish heart. What it means thinking of someone else. Do we know what it means thinking of someone else? Do we know what it means someone that's following Reb Chaim's direction in life? L'acherim, thinking of others. The Gemara in Tainis Chav Beis tells a most astonishing story. Rav Breuker once met Eliyahu Hanavi in the street of Beilef, and he asked him a strange question. Who in the street from these people is a Ben Olam Haba? And he all said, nobody. Nobody. And then he goes, yeah, there are people, those two people, they are B'nai Olam Haba. So the Gemara says, of course, our breaker wanted to know, what's the goddess of those two people? From the whole city of people in times of Gemara, only they were B'nai Olam Haba. So he ran to them and he said, ask them, tell me, Maya Butchayu, what makes you, why you earn this distinction of B'nai Olam Haba? So Amru Lei, Inchi Beduchiana. Mevchina natsivi. So Rashi teaches, Smeichen u'mesamchen b'nei Adam. We see someone's unhappy, someone's debrach, and someone's depressed, and we go over and we make him happy. You hear vos tutzlich in divrei elokim chayim? From a street in the times of the Gemara, there's nobody that's a ben olam haba, only two jokers, two clowns. You know what the yisoid is? You know what the message is? If there are people that have devoted their lives, smeichen b'nei Adam, that's godless. That's what the Eibishter wants from each and every one of us. Doesn't the pasuk say that? The pasuk in Micha Perik Vav, Higid Lecha Adam Matoy. The Navi cries out, I'll tell you what's good for you. Uma Hashem Zayis Mimcha. What does the Eibishter want from each and every one of us? Ki Yemasoyis Mishpat V'Yahavas Chesed. And like the Chafetz Chaim and others point out, Mishpat we have to do, but Chesed is not enough to do. Asoyis Chesed. It's Ahavas Chesed. You know what? You know why? That's what Hashem wants from us. I think there's an oimik here. Because when someone loves Chesed, he doesn't just do Chesed. When someone loves Chesed, he's no longer tied up but with the shackles of Shali Shali. He's no longer a captive of the Achzor attitude. That's a person that's in the wonderful, wonderful world of Chesed, of Smeichim B'nei Adam. That's a person that has an unlimited opportunity to see the other Yid. Because he not only does Chesed, he loves Chesed. That means he has a different perspective of life. That means he sees what's important. It's not the Anoichi, but it's Yenim. But I think it's even more oimik. Higid lecha adam ma toiv. Why is it toiv? Why is it the quintessential toiv of the havas chesed? Because if someone is not only doing chesed, if someone loves chesed, that means he's living for others. And when someone is living for others, when someone has broken down that wall of anoichi, that's oimid bein ben Hashem uveinechem, then everything is opened for him. Bein adam lamakayim, bein adam lachaveray, it's all wide open. When someone is able to chip away at the shali shali attitude, and a person is living avas chesed, that means he's gained control of his life. He's not selfish, he's not self-centered. His world is someone else. His pleasure is someone else. His simcha is in someone else. His tzar is someone else's. He's living for others. He doesn't just do chesed, he's living chesed, ahavas chesed. I once said, one of the most difficult mitzvah, if not the most difficult mitzvah that Chazal say is almost impossible to fully do, is the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. You look in the sugya and the medrashim, it's kamad impossible to do properly. Well, we can understand for that reason the Eibishter gave the most important schar of arichas yom. And then we see, in contrast, in sharp contrast to that, what's probably the easiest mitzvah. In fact, it's a mitzvah that I think we could say is a snap of the finger. And yet you have the same schar. L'man yitav loch v'arachti yom. And that's the mitzvah of shiluach hakein. Tells the first person goes, he's just, with a flick of his finger, he's chased away the mother bird, and l'man yitav loch v'arachti yomim, a schar like that of kibarov. What's the pshat? What's the chesbin? I'm not the one to be dairish time of the crow, but I could share my heritage. Do you know what the godless is? Do you know what the great kind of shiluach hakein? He's a thinking, thoughtful person. Imagine a person goes, he's doing something that's perfectly mutter. It's his nest, he wants to take his eggs, and maybe he's cooking in the covered Shabbos. But there's a pain of a bird there. Do you know the tzar of the mother? And of course, you know the Mishnah says in the Megillah, that's not why we do the mitzvah, but you look in the Ramban al Torah, the Chinuch, the other Rishonim say that's an underlying principle, because by taking the eggs and the mother's there, you're causing tzar. And she tells us, you know what that is? You know what the person is doing? He's training himself. He's releasing himself from the bondage of the achzor attitude. It's not only a person he's concerned about. He's concerned about a bird. He's doing something at Hatzegomer. What an insight. What a training. What a chinuch. What an attitude. He's concerned about a bird. What does that tell a person when he's dealing with his chava, when he's dealing with a parent, when he's dealing with a rebbe, even a bird? He's doing something that's the yisoid of an adma chaveiroi. He's thinking, he's thoughtful, he's caring. His anoichi includes even a bird. Can you imagine? His anoichi is the feeling of that bird, of that mother. And for that is a schar nifla, because he's open to a whole new world of steiging in ben adma chaveiroi. And each time, believe me, each time a person is thinking and thoughtful, he's becoming closer to that mid in his gov of havas chesed. Not only to see myself, but to see another person. One of the Rebbeim of Tarvadasa, Meir Weinberg, told me a story that happened almost over 30 years ago and left an indelible impression. Apam Zechayin Levrach was then a Ovel, his mother passed away. Apam Zechayin Levrach then was close to 60. He was an older man. Couldn't go to Chasen, it's Pashtetach. But every night, when he had a chasen of a Talmud, he would travel to the hall, wish the chasen mazal tov, and leave. Amalu was three times a week, Amalu was every night. So Weinberg Shlita asked him, I don't understand you. You're already an older person, and you don't have to go. So you want to go what? But every night, you keep on going to chasen, every night, a man your age. Pam answered him, he says, don't you understand? For me, it's every night. It's hard. But for the chassan, it's once in his lifetime. Why shouldn't I give him an added satisfaction that I personally wished him mazal tov? Rabbeisai, if there was a yid of Rapam in this world, if there was a yid, the Chafetz Chaim of our door, it's this attitude. It's this way of looking at things. Here he's potter, and here's every night. And he doesn't have to, it's not expected. But that's the anoichi in him talking. That's the anoichi that's oimid between you and Kol David Toys. His anoichi was the other person. His anoichi, his world was the other person. That's where you vax the gadol. It is a different way of looking at life. It's not just the I, but it's the him, it's them. I believe that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Noisa ba'al chaveira is not just chesed, but it leads to every mid in his gava. It's an attitude. He's not in his own, he's not caught up, he's not obsessed with the anoichi, but he's living for others. It's a kinyan in ruchnis, it's a kinyan in adla mokain, it's a kinyan in adla chaveira. It releases a person from the gehenim of the anoichi. That's the yisoy, that's the root of all evil. Ahavas chesed, the toiv of ahavas chesed is a person starts living for others. I would add, noisa ba'oil is not only a kinyan in Torah, it's a kinyan atzmai. It's a kinyan atzmai. That a person is able to live the life the way he's supposed to. You know how helpless, you know what kind of pathetic individual is the person that is selfish? Can he do chesed? Does he have a gishmak in the, is he ever come, does he ever come close to ahavas chesed? And then there's a person that knows what's good. A person that's focused on ahavas chesed. And who every chesed that we do, every hatava that we do, has a tremendous impact, not only on the chesed we do, but on a person's personality. I think there's a message. I think that's the limit of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Chazal understood, if someone that's oisik in gemilas chasadim, you know, the lust, doesn't say does chesed. Asik, the Bach, and Arachayim, and Vine, and others say, is the strongest, the most intense form of doing something. This person is Asik and Chesed. That's his goal in life, to Yenim. That person is a good Chaman. That person has successfully overcome that Eil Achav Anoichiyot. That person is living for Yenim. He's doing what's tied, what Hashem wants from him. Avas Chesed. And that is the Pesach. That is the Hatzlacha in Kol Midah Lechayna. He's living a world for others. You know, we talk about a Moifis. We talk about a Moifis we hear, and we look forward to one day, maybe, seeing or making a Moifis. You know what the biggest Moifis I believe is? Like the Deacon have said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Goyza, the Tzadik Mekayim. Mo, I think of those words, Tegid Lecha Adam Ma'atoy Uma Hashem Zoyers. And we talk about a Moifis. We talk about a Moifis we hear, and we look forward to one day, maybe, seeing or making a Moifis. You know what the biggest Moifis I believe is? Like Tzadikim have said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Goyza, the Tzadik Mekayim. Mo, I think of those words, Tegid Lecha Adam Ma'atoy Uma Hashem Zoyers Incha. Vos Vil Yevis Tufan Ayid. That a Yid should be focused on Ahava Chesed. Are we focused on Ahava Chesed? Are we focused what Hashem really, Kaviyachal, really wants from us? Something that's the Pesach, that's the Mapeach, in Kol Midah Nechayna. But you wonder, how does a person become not only an Oyse Chesed, but an Oyheb Chesed? The answer is to see another person. To feel the pain of another person. To live with the loneliness that the other person is experiencing. Chesed, an Ahavas Chesed, is all about thinking of others. And the more one does, the more one chips away at his own anoichiyos, the more a person appreciates and comes to love Chesed. The Derech Eretz Zuta Perek Beis says it so clearly, Im chafeit ata lihidavek ba'avas chavercha, hevi noitzi v'noitzim b'tayvosoi. If someone's busy with himself, he'll never appreciate Chesed. If someone's thinking of others and doing for others, that's the way, that's the derech for Ahavas Chesed. B'yorcha Tzadikim in Shara Ahavas Hashem says it also clearly, HaDerech hu sheyaza b'navsai uv'moinai kefi yecholtai. And that's true godliness. I once heard a tire of art, the Bali Musa, I don't know who saw what the mucker. Every person aspires, his dream is godless, a god will be Israel. You tell a little baby, Zeh HaKotah in Godol Yiyah. What's the definition of a god? What's the Torah description of a Godol? The Gemara in Sukkah Memvav defines a copy. Yenuka Mitni Kani. Gemara speaking, you give your cotton the lieu of an ethic, he could take it, but he can't give it back to you, like Rashi explained. A cotton is one that's able to take, but can't give. A cotton, you're going to have a baby, you'll see how true this is. The definition of a cotton is me, a whole day and night. He wants to eat. I, the father, there's nobody else in the world but the big eye. The Bali Musa say, a child is born, and you see his little fingers, as small as they are, they're clenched together, their mama's like a big, like one, because that's what a cotton is. Everything is his, it's a take on the world. Nebuch, like the Bali Musa air, the person dies, his hands are always outstretched. The main of the mace, like the medicine keller says, but that's a cotton. A cotton can take and want to take, but can't give. Has almost the inability to give. But a gadol is of one that has the ability to give. You know, I always say this. But now I'll say it from a different perspective. If someone comes to his place in the dining room or in the Beis Medrash, him and his chava, and there's only one chair there, and he goes and he lets his chava take the chair, and he goes to get a chair, that's a gadol. That's a Torah that could gadol, because he has the ability of seeing another person. If someone comes to a door, there's only place for one to walk out, and he lets his chava, who might be younger and not as chassid, but he lets the chava out, that's a gadol. That's a gadol, that's a true gadol, because he sees as another person. If someone sees as a new bacha comes to camp and he goes over with avar mishalom aleichem, that's a tayyidiki gadol. You think I'm being megazim, right? There's a medrash that the Alta from Kelim, and you look at the nifldika maima bay, says the medrash, when we read it, it makes us laugh. But the Medrash in Bereish, in Shmois, Parsha Beis, Oyd Gimel, says, why was Moshe Zoich to become the Rabban Shel Yisrael? That's the Medrash, and the Medrash describes a conversation, listen to this, a conversation that he had with the Gedi. A little animal, a baby animal, the animal ran away, Moshe ran after it, and the Moshe starts talking to the Gedi. Oh, I'm sorry, I asked you for mechila. I didn't know you were thirsty, I didn't know you were tired. So the man says, Moshe picked up the gedi on his shoulders and carried the gedi. Zuck the Medrash, that's why Moshe was zaycha to be Moshe Rabbeinu. The Medrash's lashon is the dvarim, Shnei Doyle, the Moshe and David, Shabbatkan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'David Katan. That's a gadol of someone that's thinking of others, even of a gedi. And like the Bel Taisis, Vayigdal Moshe, why was it, what made Moshe the Moshe Rabbeinu that was Zaychad in Moshe until Yisrael, that was Zaychad in Mekabal the Torah? What was Moshe's gedula? Vayetze al Echa Vayar B'Ziv Loisam. Moshe saw another person. Moshe was focused. Moshe thought of another person. That's godless. That's true Torah that gathers. Someone has the ability to think of another person. That's the Kenyan Torah. That's the Kenyan Atzmoy. That's what breaks down that wall of Anoichiyot when someone is thinking about the other person. But you know something? I think it's even more than that. This Midah Nisgava is more than just the Kinyan HaTorah and the Kinyan Atmos. But this is a most necessary preparation for life. Habaytay, listen good. Let me tell you, a Mu'at HaMachzeges HaMeruba. A person with Seichel realizes that anything and everything important to us in life directly depends on our ability to be a noisein. It's bein adam lechaveray, it's friendship, it's eventually marriage, it's raising children, it's eisik apanasa, whatever form it may be, whether it's someone who zaycha tayrasi yimnasi, or any form of nasasa v'nasata b'emuna that a person will pursue in his life. But doik v'tiskach, the yisoid of atzlocha in all of these various stages in life is a person's ability to be a gadol, to be thinking of the other person, not to be caught up in the narrow world of anoichi. Tam Zichrono Livracha had a unique ability to say a whole mime in a line, in a few words. I once collected a number of his one-liners. There's one that stands out, I think, very apropos for this inyan. After a Moshe's Petiras, or a Pam Zichrono Livracha, the Malam Makoimai was appointed the Nasi of Chinuch Atzmoi. You can imagine the covet that they had by the dinner. They installed him as the Nasi, which of course meant the Malam Makim of a Moshe Feinstein. So his words when he, his acceptance speech, Ich bin nicht der Nasi. Ich bin der Neusei. I'm not the Nasi, I'm not the president like you think I am. I'm the Neusei. I'm the one that's going to carry the olav chinuch atzmai and the worries and the troubles and the aggravations and the whole achrayus. I'm not the Nasi. I'm the Neusei. Let me tell you, Taira Chaverai, the atzlacha in life is when a person realizes that godless is not being the Nasi, but godless is being the Neusei. Is it shaykh to have a real friendship if someone is the Neutel? Friendship is all about being the Neusei, caring the other person, caring for the other person, worrying about the other person. Isn't that what marriage is all about? You think it's a coincidence? The Medrash Tais, the Medrash Eicha, Toiv Legeva, Ki Yisa Oil Minu Urav, Ze Oil Isha. It's amazing how Chazar, that's chush. Marriage is all about being a Noisei, Ki Yisa Oil Minu Urav. Isn't that the word Nesuin? Isn't it all about giving? You learned the Sugya. Kedushin has to be Nasan Hu. You have to give, you can't be taken. Taken? I, the Isha gives herself, you learn the Sugya. But that's what it's all about. And yet sometimes I worry. I worry. Are we training our Bachrim for this role of a life of being a Noisei? Of a life that's not caught up with the Shali Shali? Are we teaching our Bachrim that godless is giving everything? Trust me, everything in life depends on our ability to be giving. Rav Desslin is a beautiful smooth and chelik aleph, the famous midas, the kunches achesed. He would tell couples, and they got married, I tell you, I guarantee you, as long as you continue trying to please the other one, you'll be happy. But the moment you deviate from that focus, the moment you start thinking, what am I going to get in the marriage? You won't experience happiness. That's marriage, but that's every part of life. Every relationship in Adam L'Chaveroi is a person that's the nice thing. He's the nice thing. He's thinking of the other person. There's a pasuk in Mishlei. Taivas, Mishlei Yotzev. Taivas Adam Chazdai. And the way the person explains, there are people that their taiva is a duchesed. That's a gadol. That's a noisei that's going to enjoy people, that's going to thrive in Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. He enjoys giving, he's not thinking, what am I going to get? How important this is. As you grow older, vayigdol, vayetzei alocha, vayar b'sivloisam. How hard this is, the frat, in the land that we live in. You know, there's a pathetic, it's just heartbreaking. But you know, our generation has been termed the me generation. You're living in a world that idolizes the anoichi. That's hepech, as we showed, that's hepech, kol davetoy. So maybe it's a little harder, but you must realize we steig in Torah. You have to steig in this. What Ma Hashem doyres nimcha? Rabbeinu Yoinin in the Sari Tshuva Gimel Yudzayin speaks about things that he describes as minachamurais, that minaikrim, that people neglect. And one of them I quote: Ki chayiv adam l'troyach v'drishas toiv la'amoy. A person has to horava. Here is Lashon. A person has to plugzich and horava for yenim, thinking about yenim. And then he says, what's the makar? The pasuk in Micha. Higid lecha adam matoy uma Hashem doyosimcha. Are we being oisik in this sugya chasuva of Ahavas Chesed? The Ramban in his famous letter writes to his children, When you hear something, when you learn something and you're inspired, make it lemaisa. Take something lemaisa. What did you take lemaisa from this evening? Realize what's good for you. Besides the chesbin, the bein adam lamotem, your obligation to the Eibishter, but realize what's going to be good for you in every stage of your life. Think of others. Enjoy doing a chesed. Taivas adam chazdoi. The Chazkel, in a beautiful letter, it's printed in the Ari Chazkel. Ma ma'oid kedai ha'chalifin. Isn't it worth it? A person gives lezulasai milin udvarim achodim. All you have to give is a few words. No money, no time. A few words you give and you get a shefa bracha. It's a few words, it's a gesture, it's a thought, but the bracha is immeasurable. We're living, Baruch Hashem, in a sviva that's so conducive. You're living with others, whether it's in the bunk, whether it's in the shir. We have opportunities of what the Chatzal implores us. Words, a few words, a kind word. You know, there's a person in this camp that works 10, 12 hours a day with ahavas atay, with ahavas achesed, and cooks and bakes and works non-stop for our table. Did any of us stop and think? Besides, I don't mean the obligation that the Rishonim say is from the Yisoidus to Adam of Akaris HaTorah. But isn't that Mo Hashem Doyeshim for? Isn't that a few words that what really is Ahavas Chesed Akaris HaTorah? There's a cook, there are Bayim. And how about your parents, Givald? How about parents? Someone that writes a letter home, he needs a few dollars, that's a cotton. Someone that calls and writes because he knows this is why I was created, to give my parents nachas. That's godless. Yizaycha to grandparents. What a call means for a grandparent? What a letter means for grandparents? That's godless. Are we training in this? Are we preparing for what life really is all about? Of being the noisei? Of being the noisei? So much more to say, and Nebuch, there's so much more to say, but I see it's late. But remember this, Rabbi Say. Like the Ramban writes, Tasha, talk to Min HaSefer, when you leave in a Hesiris, take something Lamaisa. And what should be the Lamaisa? We have to be focused, we have to grow in Ahavas Chesed. Every opportunity, in every situation, and every meal in Achodim that we have, that we utilize, that we take advantage of, becoming a step closer to be a true gadol. Someone once came to the Chazon Ish's house. He saw the poverty the Chazon Ish lived in. Nothing. So he took out a lot of money and he slipped it to the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish, of course, never took money. Smiled and gave it back to him. So the person was so frustrated. He goes, oh, but von was left them Rebbe? What do you live from? You have no money. Look, when you're such poverty. So the Chazon Ish, with a classic smile, replied, Ich leb in tuna yira toiva. I live by doing chesed. There's so much lemaisa. There's so much oimik in that quote, Sichas Chulin. Because we all have to live from tuna yira toiva. Because that's what Hashem really wants from us. That's our future. That's the bein adam lechaveiroi. To chip away the anoichi, that's oimik, that's mafsik, that deprives a person of ahavas chesed. And every time we do something for the other person, every time we think of the other person, every time we make a phone call home, we make a tell someone a nice vart, avar mishom aleichem, we're coming closer to what Hashem really wants from us. Let us utilize each opportunity, and hopefully we'll be kind of that mid and his gava, ma Hashem doyrish imcha ahavas chesed.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kohl.com.